Welcome, everybody. Shinema 1023. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so I just want to talk about an interesting thing in this whole concept of making brachas in the right order. The Rama tells us in a few places in Resh Vav, if I remember correctly, it was Resh Vav when we learned, and over here also, the fact that a person has to have, very important to have in mind, at least for chatchila, for sure, everything that they're going to eat. Just to explain, I want to go through what the Mishnah Berurah talks about, whereby an interesting case that could really, you know, be a major enough kamina. So the question is, if somebody has two items on the table, let's say, well, again, we're in the middle of going through these halachas, but the concept of it, we want to, get straight how this works. So I have, let's say, a grape, and I have a apple. So this is the case from Rabban, and the Sefer brings down, we'll talk about that, but I have a case of a grape, and I have an apple, and I have a grape. So the bottom line is, and they're both in front of me, fine. And I'm going to eat them both at the same time, right, fine. And they're both in front of me, fine. So now the halachas of Kedima Bebrachas fall into place. There's an apple, a grape, I'm eating them both at the same time, right? And also they're both in front of me, so thereby, now I have to make the bracha on what is more chashev, meaning al pi halacha. So obviously we know, in general, we say min shiva. The halacha lamaisa, we say min shiva, meaning you take the one that's from the shiva saminim. In this case is the grape. So one would have to make a bracha of bar pir eitz on the grape and have in mind the apple. Oh, so now the important thing is, the Ramad stresses it over here the second time. It's a different simen, how important it is just in general to have in mind what you're going to eat. In other words, with this Bar Pri Eitz, what it's going to eat. Because the problem is, the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, the problem is, we learned in the past, okay? So now the thing is like this. We learned in the past that if somebody makes a bracha, right, let's say on two items that are on the same level. I have an apple and I have an orange, let's say, same level. Apple and a grape is not the same level. The grape is on a higher level because it's min shiva, so that comes first. But now I have an apple and I have a orange now, and they're both shalem, they're both complete, they're both the same. I like them both the same, number one. There's a reason why I'm saying that, and they're both complete. Obviously, there's a reason why I'm saying that, because we have halachas of shalem. We spoke about in the past. We'll try and get more into if a fruit is complete, that should come first also, right? You take the complete fruit. Let's say I have two fruits on the same level, like apple, orange. They're both same level fruits. It's not shivas aminim, both same level fruits. Then we look at shalem, which one is a complete. So they're both complete, so fine. So then we take the one which we want more, which is usually what a person is going to take. Let's say I'm more in the mood, I have chaviv, another is quote-unquote chaviv. What I desire more is the apple, so usually a person will take that, and a person won't say, well, I like the apple more, so I'll take the orange first. It doesn't make sense. But the bottom line is that halacha lamaisa, you take what you like more. So that's how it works. You take... we look at what's shivas aminim, halacha lemaisa, but b'dieved, that's what I want to get to. But halacha lemaisa, the one that shivas aminim in this case, let's say the grape, no shivas aminim, let's see what's shalem, right? Let's see what's complete. They're both complete, okay? So now let's see also which one I like better. So a person takes the one they like better. So now the question is, let's say I had the grape, and let's say I had the apple in front of me, and I took the apple and I made a bar pri eitz. Nothing to do with complete, not complete. Now we're talking because we have now the shivas aminim. We have the grape. So halacha lemaisa, you have to make the bracha on the grape. And have in mind bracha on the grape, and have in mind the apple. But I didn't. I made a mistake. I made a bracha on the apple. Okay, so that's step number one. So there was one mistake. So now we could say, we'll see it inside next year in the Mishnah Berurah. I just want to explain it outside, we could have an understanding. But now there's another thing that comes into play. So I made a mistake. What do I do? In other words, the fact that I made a bar pri eitz on the apple, will it cover for the grape? So, because it's a higher level bracha, maybe that same ha'etz won't cover. When I make the bracha on the grape, yeah, halacha lemaisa, it automatically goes onto my apple, even though I did not have it in mind because it is in front of me. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the ene bedin sheyifter misha ene chashiv hasa chashiv derech gerara ela bekavana, unless, in other words, the halachas of whereby things go right on to the next item. I make a bracha on the grape, and it goes right to the apple. Even if I did not have it in mind, it's called derech kararis, gets like schlepped on to the next fruit, but that's only if it's in front of me, and if it's on a at least equal level or lower level. But when it's on a higher level, it becomes more problematic. I make a bracha on the apple, and now the grape is in front of me. What do I do? Right? I was supposed to make a bracha on the apple, on the grape. So now it's moving up to a higher level, and over there we say, Mishnah Berurah explains to us that it does not, that the bracha does not automatically go onto the grape. But just to end off today's shir, and we'll get more into it next year, that we have, that's lechatchila, but the yevid, it would still be good because of the fact that the Rambam holds that the bottom line is chaviv. Chaviv would come first. The Rambam holds chaviv, it's brought down like that. Mahaba brings about down. We don't paskin like that in general, but b'di'evad, of course, we do rely on the Rambam, and the Rambam says chav, meaning if I liked more the apple, right? So I took the apple. I liked more. I'm in the mood of apples. I like apples. I'm in the mood of apples. I take the apple, make a bar priyates, and I had and I did not have in mind the grape. So that's not good, but so lechatchila is not good. But b'di'evad will say it's still good because of the fact we rely on the Rambam that since you had in mind more the apple, right? You desire the apple, so you are yotzei according to the Rambam, right? And therefore the bracha would b'di'evad at least, as long as it's in front of you, would also go on to the grape in that case. Oh, but now we'll talk about next year, b'ezras Hashem. The problem is, Taka, if I like the grape more, that's what I like, and I took the apple by mistake, and I made a ha'et, so I took the wrong one according to the first shita in the mechaber. I took the wrong one, which I wasn't supposed to do, because I'm supposed to make a bracha on a grape. So one second, we say, if you like better the apple, so it's also good. No, I like better the grape. So I like better the grape, and the grape is min shiva. Now I make the bracha on the apple, that's taka major problem. Even b'di'evad, it's a major problem, unless you had it in mind. If you had it in mind, it would be good, but we'll talk about that next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tuv.